Will the House please come to... We are at that order of business of request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. There is a revised list in your box that has one more House bill on it at the bottom. I believe it's House Bill 25 that was not on the original list. And the first message for our consideration is message number 271 on House Bill 2. Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence to message number 271 with regard to House Bill 2, Street Rods and Custom Vehicles. The Senate made probably one noteworthy change, that the application for the permit would, as it left the House floor, it was at $30 for the special application for the registration for these types of vehicles. They changed it to $100, and that's essentially the major change that the Senate made to it. In conference with the sponsor of the bill, he had indicated that that was probably an acceptable and reasonable thing. So I would urge your aye vote.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, with tears in my eyes, I ask for your aye vote also.
You should be jumping up and down for joy. Sorry about the editorial comment.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, when he jumps up and down for joy, a lot of people have tears.
Okay, all right. I know it's Friday afternoon on the 28th day. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 2. Majority of elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Kraft.
Excused.
Kraft excused. Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey. Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlek, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Semlek.
Excused.
Semlek excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? McComey? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 2. Congratulations, Representative Childers. It's been a long road. The next message for our consideration is message 273 on House Bill 10. Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence message number 273 to House Bill 10, subdivisions requirements sub number 1. These are conforming amendments. They changed from 140 to 35 acres, and that's what we passed last year on the large acreage subdivision. So I request your concurrence.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 10. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft excused. Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek excused, Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Peasley, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 ayes, 3 noes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 10. The next message for our consideration is message number 274 on House Bill 16. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on the amendments to House Bill 16 and ask for your aye vote. The Senate, essentially all this is doing is adding a helpful farmer's market definition of what a farmer's market is and renumbering to adjust for that. So ask for your aye vote.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 16. Excuse me, was there anyone else for a first time or a second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 16. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy. Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft excused, Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek excused, Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 16. The next message for consideration is message number 240 on House Bill 34. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 240 on House Bill 16, and I ask for your aye vote. The only change is that the entity that would get the opportunity to use some of these donations would only have to be in continuous business 2 years rather than five. I talked to the prime bringer of this bill, and he was elated with that improvement on the bill. So I ask for your aye vote.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time? We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 34. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft excused. Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
aye.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek excused, Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 34. The next message for a consideration is message number 278 on House Bill 48, Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence on message number 278 for House Bill 48 and ask for your aye vote. What the change is, you either will need to go to the engrossed copy for line 3 on page 2 or the first line on page 2 of the original copy, and changing the word from shall to may, which is just saying that the committee may sponsor legislation in the 2010 budget session after it determines all the issues with sage grouse. And again, I ask for your aye vote unless there's any questions.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 48. A majority of elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger. Blake,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft excused, Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg, Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek excused, Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 48. The next message for our consideration is message number 280 on House Bill 75. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 280, House Bill 75, Subdivisions Water Supply Study, and ask for your aye vote. The change represented in this message is simply changing language throughout the bill that refers to parcel or parcels and changes that to subdivision or within the subdivision. So ask for your aye vote and answer any questions.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 75. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbuto, Berger, Blake, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft excused, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquibel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlek excused, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 75. The next message for our consideration is message 281 on House Bill 80. Representative Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message number 281 and ask for your aye vote. This amendment is on the sequestration site unitization. It does two different things, and I know most of you may not have an engrossed copy, but what it does on page 7 and 8 of the engrossed copy, there was a whole section in there that if you were a landowner that was not part of the original unitization, so years later they're trying to pull you in, essentially, there was a concern that these landowners that had not been involved at the beginning, suddenly they would be asked to pay the costs, and so that was a concern on the Senate side. And I have consulted with the good gentleman from Gillette and the good representative from Cheyenne that have both worked so hard on this, and they both were in agreement that was a good change to take out. The other change was somebody over there doesn't like the word such. And I have to say, I did a little bit of research because it seems to come up a lot. Such is actually a good word to use. If you look up the definition, it means aforementioned. So sometimes when you use the word the, there's confusion as to whether or not you're implying the previous use of the word or the same one. So such actually serves a very good purpose in the legal world, but for whatever reason, some grammarians down here don't like that word. So I really don't want to go back to a conference to fight over the word such, so I will give in on that. So I would urge you to vote aye.
No. Such is the way of the world. Anyone else for their first time? Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Yeah, and
such an honor to have you here.
Well, that's dubious, but such as it is. Mr. Speaker, I guess I want to be sure how I understand this. In other words, if there's somebody in the unit area that didn't join the unit, if they get pulled in, then they wouldn't have to share in the costs. Is that what this does?
Representative Lebno.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you look at page, well, I don't have the engrossed version, but we had a whole series of findings about fair and equitable distributions, and there was some redundancy in the language in terms of we had the language, the method of use of just a second, Mr. Speaker. Let me grab it so I can be smart about it.
Please.
Okay. If you look at page 7, Romanet 6, it says the method by which the allocation of economic benefits generated from the use of pore space within the unit area between the pore space owners and between the pore space owners and the unit operator is fair and reasonable. That handles it all. Romanet 8, which was at the end, talks about in the event there are pore space owners in the unit area who have not executed the unit operating plan or agreed to the proposed operating plan. And then it talks about the fair and equitable allocation of costs to the unit operator and the pore space owners. That language in Romanet 8 just confused the issue, because what we wanted to talk about was allocation of economic benefits, and that was fair and reasonable. So taking out Romanet 8 didn't hurt the bill and pulled out a whole bunch of redundancies that probably did and confused the issue. And so that was why the Senate committee took it out, and I think it's a good amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 80. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly. Kraft excused. Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer. Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 80. Representative Lebno, could you come up, please? We are at that order of business of consideration of joint conference committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1. Number 1 on Senate File 111, and this is message number 315. What did I say? Okay, let me start over. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 25. Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on Joint Conference Committee number 1, reference to Senate message number 227 on House Bill 25. This was a compromise. The House got one part of the bill, and the Senate got the other part of the bill. What this says is that if you're a spouse of a National Guard, your surviving spouse, you get to keep that license plate. And what it says is the surviving spouse of a deceased Wyoming National Guard member who has issued a license plate under this paragraph prior to death and the spouse is drawing a military survivor annuity. We didn't change that. That stays where it is. And that's the way it passed here. On the second part, the Senate didn't really like keeping license plates like that, but we said that for the Purple Heart recipient, that the surviving spouse of a deceased Purple Heart recipient got to keep that license plate until it was required to be replaced with a new license plate. So we both got a portion, and I urge concurrence. Works out just fine.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time, we are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 25. A majority of elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly. Kraft excused. Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Nelson.
Meyer. Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
I
am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report to House Bill 25. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Number 1 on House Bill 62. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 62 and urge your concurrence. Vote aye. What happened to this bill is the Senate discovered that we had tasked the Department of Education or the Board of Education to draw rules and regulations for charter schools, and then if there was an appeal to the Board of Education on rejection of a charter school amendment, they'd be ruling on their own rules and regulations where they followed. So the Senate changed this to allow the state superintendent to draw the rules and regulations, and when they did that, it also needed to be a change in the title of the bill on line two, page one. It was where it prescribed that the rules, the state board set the rules and regulations, and we changed that to as specified, granting rule-making authority, which took away the confusion in the title of the bill. So I'd stand for any questions that you have on this. And like I said, when I requested you don't concur, there was a technical correction needed in the bill.
Anyone else for their first time? For their second time? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 62. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo. Berger. Blake. Bonner. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Byrd. Kennedy. Carson. Childers. Cohey. Connolly. Kraft excused. Davison. Dirks. Edmonds. Esquivel. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Illaway. Yagi. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lubno. Madden. McKim. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Moniz. Patton. Peasley. Pedersen. Peterson. Philp. Korberg. Roscoe. Semlick. Shepperson. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 62. We are at that order of business of bills on consideration of bills on general file. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House resolve itself into Committee of the Whole, and we're going to be moving Senate File 82 below 105. 33 will go below 14. 140 will go to the very end of the list. 14. And that's it for now.
Would you repeat that, please, Mr. Majority Floor Leader?
Okay, 82 is going to go after 105. 33 will go after 14. And 140 can just go to the end of the list.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. We are resolved into Committee of the Whole. Representative Roscoe.
Committee of the Whole, please come to order. First off, I think I'm going to grant myself privilege of the floor. I'd like to introduce a lovely lady in the north balcony with the camera up there. She's the one that mends all the fences on the ranch, runs the construction company, and has raised three boys, my two sons and myself. Welcome. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's not often we get folks from Riverton down here, but we have Mohammed Wahid, who's the Vice President of Student Affairs at Central Wyoming College. He's a longtime Riverton resident, and it's the first time he's been introduce on the floor of the chamber here. So welcome to the People's House.
Welcome to the House. Privilege of the floor. Representative Thompson.
Thank you. In reference to the good chairman's comments a while ago about grammar, and I say chairman, what I mean is a representative from the Jackson area. He was talking about grammar, and he had a little trouble pronouncing that, perhaps. But I'd like this body to know that I never made a mistake in grammar, but once in my life. And as soon as I'd done it, I seen it.
Thank you, Representative Thompson. Privilege of the floor, Representative Goggles. Privilege of the floor, Representative Stepson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wanted to take a quick moment and to remember a former legislator that passed away a couple weeks ago, former Representative Don Jackson from Hot Springs County, who passed away earlier in February. He was a representative from, I think, 82 to 86, and then spent about 15 years in Casper after that and was a great member of our community. Did a lot of economic development work, and he was actually one of the co-authors of the Wyoming Centennial song, We Are Wyoming, but was a great, great guy, and just wanted to take a moment to remember him.
Thank you, Representative Stubson. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 92. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 92, introduced by Senator Martin, an act relating to the Wyoming Long-Term Care Choices Act. This bill was referred to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, which recommended it do pass with amendments. Ayes, Bonner, Davison, Escobel, Goggles, Harvey, Landon, Millen. No, Helen Ann Shepperson. Signed, Representative Landon, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Langdon.
Mr. Chairman, I move that when the Committee of the Whole rise and report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File 92 do pass. There are no standing committee amendments, and I would like to pass the explanation of the bill on to the good representative from the Wind River Valley.
Representative Goggles.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In your inbox, you should have a sheet. And it is marked the Wyoming Department of Health letterhead. What is the Aging and Disability Resource Center? Mr. Chairman, members, I bring you Long-Term Care Health Access, Senate File 92. This is an act relating to the Wyoming Long-Term Care Choices Act. Very quickly, this particular Senate file will provide for a statewide network of aging and disability resource centers, and we're talking about seven. There are currently two pilots and five centers that we would propose to fund under this. Mr. Chairman, there is a Committee of the Whole amendment that I'll explain as I work through the explanation of the bill here. Very quickly, particular centers are called Aging and Disability Resource Centers, and they are established as part of the state system of coordinated long-term care, and they will provide comprehensive information on a full range of available public and private long-term care programs, options, service providers, and resources within a community, including information on the availability of integrated long-term care. They will also provide personal counseling to assist individual and assist exiting or anticipating long-term care. Access to publicly supported long-term care programs for which a person may be eligible by serving as a convenient point of entry for such programs. And that's what this is all about. These are a single point of entry, mainly for senior citizens across the state of Wyoming. The purpose is to create a single coordinated system of information and access for all persons seeking long-term care support. An ADRC is to provide a no-wrong-door process for citizens of Wyoming to be educated on long-term care options and to provide a simplified system of assessment, referral, and enrollment in appropriate long-term care programs. The ADRC will serve as a vital element in fulfilling the goals of the future of long-term. These include empowering adults as they age with reliable information and access to the care they need, enabling individuals who are high risk of nursing home replacement to remain at home, and building disease prevention into community living through the use of low-cost, evidence-based programs. Mr. Chair, the bill itself created Section 142-6109. When we refer to the Department of Health, is authorized to use competitive grants and contracts to fund a statewide network of 7 aging and disability resource centers. The location of the centers will be determined by the Department of Health, providing the purpose under C. Again, it's a single coordinated system of information and access for all persons seeking long-term care, long-term support. And D, the department may amend to the extent required the state plan for medical assistance and services. Mr. Chairman, Committee of the Whole amendment that I would like to move at this time, and I would move Committee of the Whole amendment number 1 to Senate File 92, and you have in front of you the engrossed copy of the Senate file, which removed the appropriation, which was $425,000. And I will be pretty frank with you about this. Without the appropriation, we're basically passing a program that's an unfunded mandate. So that's pretty much the amendment, Mr. Chair, and I would call for the question and stand for questions.
Representative Shepherdson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That happened really fast. We heard this bill in committee, and it's another one of those bills that I thought long and hard about, because there are a million good programs like this, but to me it's just something, especially this day and age, that we just should not take this step in this direction right now. So I would urge the body to really think hard about this. I'm voting no on the Committee of the Whole amendment and no on the bill. Thank you.
We're on Committee of the Whole amendment number 1, the Senate File 92. Oh, Representative Berger.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm standing up. And I know it's Friday afternoon. Well, the Appropriations Committee was a little bit surprised to see this Committee of the Whole amendment, because it's $100,000, and we haven't had any discussion on this bill in the Appropriations Committee. So I think possibly that the other chamber took good care of this bill over there, and I would ask you to vote no on the Committee of the Whole amendment. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise in strong support of this Committee of the Whole amendment. And you have to think about the people we're talking about here, the aging with disabilities, and probably the most vulnerable members of our society. Now, if they're not able to be taken care of at these resource centers, then where are they going to go? They're going to go into nursing homes, which is going to cost us 8 times more than this. So, you know, it's a very important project. It's a great program. They do fantastic work. I know at this juncture it does seem like a lot of money. And how often do we agree with what the other side of the Capitol does? You know, it's something that I think we really need to look at. We may all be there someday. You know, we probably have parents that are there now, or grandparents that are there now in that position. And, you know, I want this body to think real hard about this one, because it's something that is very important to some of the most vulnerable people in this state. On and for the Committee of the Whole Amendment.
Representative Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As many of you know, I am a strong advocate for those who have a hard time speaking for themselves. And I think this pilot project has been extremely successful. But I would submit to you that we already have a system in place that can take care of these same duties and responsibilities. What needs to happen in order for that to, and what I'm speaking of is the senior citizen centers. What needs to happen in order for this to happen is just simply training, printing some brochures, helping people understand what is there. I think the group that has handled this in the past has done a stellar job. I mean, an outstanding job. And I think that they have set the stage for training and cross-training to happen so that people who go in a natural environment in the senior citizen center can go and help with direction about services that may be available to them in their homes. There are just so many things that are available. I just simply think we need to train the folks at the senior citizen center of what is available and how to direct their clientele to services. I'm a no vote on this bill.
Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and against the amendment, if you read the amendment carefully, it's actually in effect usurping the appropriations process. This has not been before our appropriations committee, and it's over $400,000. So I would urge the body to vote no.
Representative Berger.
Thank you very much. And yes, I see the new total here. I just want to let you know that in my community, we actually are working on what they call the greenhouse model and have gotten some federal funding, some loans, and some private funding from some terrific philanthropic groups in Sheridan. We are having some difficulties, but when we started this 2 years ago, this model, which I think is an incredible quality of lifestyle for aging citizens in Wyoming, and I think that the concept that we've put together in our community will be outstanding, but we are having challenging times in raising the remaining dollars that are necessary to put this new concept in place. It takes a lot of community effort, and I think that there has to be a real consensus among the different groups in order to move forward in this direction. I've actually heard the gentleman that developed this program 2 or 3 different times, and it would be a terrific way for any of us that age out of our homes to be treated. And I would love to see this happen in the state of Wyoming, and I hope that ours is successful and that we will be able to encourage other communities to develop a facility like this. But we're still a little bit early in the game on this. And so, again, I do commend the folks for bringing this forward, but I would have to ask you to vote no on this Committee of the Whole Amendment.
Representative Goggles. Representative Childers.
Well, Mr. Chairman, on and against the amendment, several years ago, our senior citizen center was talking about needing some funding and so forth and how little they got. And I contacted the department that handles a number of those. In fact, I also talked to LSO, and it's really amazing how much money is funneled through the senior assistance and centers and other senior support programs. Now, whether it continues exactly at the level that it should or not, I don't know, but I think probably the Senate Appropriations Committee had a lot of discussion that, and that's why the bill came over to us this way. So I guess I would again ask you to vote no on the amendment.
Mr. Chairman, just to close this out, the potential net reduction of Medicaid for the state would be $869,340 in the first year. Ask for your aye vote, Mr. Chair.
Question being called. All those in favor of the Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1 to Senate File 92, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
The noes have it. Pursuant to... No.
A little help here.
We're back on the bill. Question being called.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Langdon.
I just thought I'd like to just spend a moment because we've kind of confused what is going on here in the bill with other projects that have been going on around the state. What this network is this was a group that was funded by a federal project a couple years ago, and they set up offices in Casper and Douglas. And they were a resource center for people that were in nursing homes or needed assisted living or people that had disabilities. And as such, they provided a resource for these people to come get information and so on. They also helped with a project that was called Project Out, where they helped a number of people, 72 to be exact, over 2006 and 2007 to leave nursing homes and to get out of nursing homes. So I think that at this point, what I would advise is, especially since there's no money in here, is I would advise going ahead and passing this bill. Basically what it would do, would it allow them to exist, that these nursing home centers could, or that these resource centers could exist. Without any resources, I don't know how much good that'll do, but if there are federal grants or other ways that other groups that find it beneficial to support them, I don't think that there's anything negative towards at least enabling their existence. So on and for the bill.
Thank you. Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Langdon's motion that the Committee of the Whole rises to report it should do so with the recommendation that Senate File number 92 do pass, please say aye. No?
No.
Division being called. All those in favor, please say aye. Stand. Pursuant to H.R. 10-5B, the bill having failed a voice vote, the standing division vote is required. All those in favor, please stand.
No. Just go to pursuant to
This one having failed all voters.
I apologize. Having failed the standing division vote, a roll call is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Cohey.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft excused. Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
No.
Hammonds.
No.
Harshman. Harshman. Harvey.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Lubnow.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
No.
Meyer.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen. Moniz.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlek.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Steward. Steward. Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, Harshman, Harshman, Steward, Steward, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 26 ayes, 31 noes, 1 excused, 2 absent.
Pursuant to H.R. 10-5. Is that right? No?
Yeah.
Senate File 92, having failed the roll call vote, is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 45. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 45, introduced by Senator Cooper and Act Relating to Improvement and Service District Directors. This bill was referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, which recommended do pass with amendments. Ayes, Brown, Kraft, Dirks, Hales, Illaway, Lubnow, Miller, Stubson, Zwanitzer, Dan. Signed, representing Illaway, Chairman. You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 45 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. If you take a look at that, some minor amendments, and they refer mainly to page 3, and take out some language that was not necessary. So I do call for vote on the Standing Committee Amendment.
Having heard the motion on the Standing Committee Amendment, are you ready for the question? Question having been called, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Standing Committee Amendment number 45. Oops. Number 1, to Senate File 45 has passed.
Mr. Chairman, the good lady from House District 20 will discuss the bill.
Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill began as a request from one of our improvement districts, and it's to help the small improvement districts that are impacted in the areas of western Wyoming. And what it does, it gives them an option to go from a 3-person board to a 5-person board, and it provides for staggered initial terms, providing for expansion and contraction of numbers of directors, and providing for 4-year subsequent terms and providing for an effective date. It's a request that we felt was good just because it gives them the option to do that. Each county would have the option to do that. They don't have to. And that's pretty much the bill. Aye.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have some interest in this. I have a question on, if you look at, you know, the essence of it is evidently to go from 3 to 5 members, but in addition to that, it also prescribes the length of terms of office, and it changes a term of office from what it is now, and I can see you need to do that if you're going to go up to 5 members, but there's got to be some way of, see, I serve on one of these, and we have 3 members, and we're elected every year. So there's one new one that comes on every year, and we just kind of keep going that way. But the way it looks in the first 5 lines on page 2, that, you know, the initial term of 2 years, the majority, a simple majority of members, so if you're at, say you got 3 members, a simple majority of members would be 2, and they would have to serve for 2 years, and then the remaining member, in this case, would serve for 4 years. And that causes a problem for us, I guess, or I guess we could live with it, but it's certainly something that it's better for us to have one new member every 3 years instead of ending up with the disjoint situation of possibly 2 new members 1 year and none the next. And then I got another question. If the co-sponsor will pay attention here, they go to the last go to the last line of the bill on page 3. That'd be line 9, where it says a vote to decrease membership. Now this talks about a situation where you have 5 members and then you want to back down to 3. And I realize you have to have a provision for that, but it says a vote to decrease membership shall be in the general election preceding the election of 3 members. Okay? Now, I don't know what that means. Does that mean that you can vote to decrease membership earlier on the agenda that night? And then you can elect the 3 members? Or does it mean that you have to have a vote to decrease membership on the election, the whole election preceding the election of 3 members, which I understand would be 2 years ahead of the election when you have the election of 3 members. So it's either on the same agenda, the same night, where we meet at night, the same time you have the general election, but appearing earlier on the agenda, or else it's going to be on the 2 years prior, or 2 years prior to when you vote on 3. So that issue, and then what can be done about making it optional for a 3-member board that wants to stay a 3-member board and have their election every year. Right now it doesn't appear that way, but it can probably be changed by amendment. Thank you.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think there's a complication in this, and let me see if I can state it clearly. There's a reference within the text of the bill that at the general election we would force us to move the INS director elections, and this is in conflict with an election code. And so I think that the county, at least the county clerk that provided this information is usually on target, and if you'd seem to clarify that, because it says subsequent director elections shall be held on the first Tuesday after the third Monday in March or on the Tuesday next following the first Monday in May or November as determined by the district and shall accommodate staggered terms as set forth in the Principal Act. And so we've got ourselves, I think, a conflict on the scheduled election when you put that general election into the text of the proposed bill.
Representative Zonitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This did come to the Corporations Committee, and I would like to maybe respond to some of those questions. First, we did just pass a standing committee amendment that on page 3, line 10, did take out the word general. On special districts, we have three elections a year in May, March, and November. And so when taking out the word general, the vote has to occur at one of these three time periods in the year, months before the next election to move to three or decrease from five to three can be held. So no, you can't do it the same evening. You have to have a vote either in March so you can decrease then for the next election in May, to vote in May to decrease in November. And so that's why the word general election was taken out, because we don't want this to be confused with our November election every year. As for, I know the good co-sponsor can probably address this, but for the other member from Johnson County's question, this is somewhat of a change on that you will have an initial term of 2 years, and I know there is a wide disparity on special on these improvement and service districts and how they operate. We actually might look at an interim study in this upcoming year on this issue. So it is somewhat of a change. If that does affect the one he serves on, I'm sure we could bring a second reading amendment to try to make that more fluid and more agreeable to the entire body, but that is the policy decision we're making here. If you get elected to one of these boards, I think it would be beneficial to serve 2 years. I think many of us in this body know that it takes a term or two to really get the flow and get used to this and understand how it works. And I would heavily support the bill, and thank you.
Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In answer to the question about the county clerks, this amendment was meant to correct that error, and I believe it does do that. I would just ask for your aye vote on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Question having been called, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Standing amendment number one. The House Senate File 45 has been adopted. We are back on.
Whoop. We're on the bill.
Yeah. I thought we were still. Senate File number 45 has passed the Committee of the Whole.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Majority floor leader.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move Senate File 72 down. No. let's just say right after two. And my intent with that, ladies and gentlemen, that's a rather large bill. I'm going to try and get us out of here somewhere around 3:30, and that'll give you the weekend to look at that bill. So I hope you take advantage of this opportunity.
Thank you. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, we are next bill for our consideration is Senate File number 105. Chairman Simlick. Oops. Excuse me. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 105, introduced by Representative Peters. an act relating to weed and pest control districts, unfair competition. This bill was referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, which recommended it do pass. Ayes, Carson, Edmonds, Gilmore, Moniz, Semlek, Teeters, Wallace, Wanet, Zerdan, excused, Blake, signed, Representative Semlek, Chairman. You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Semlek?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a recommendation that Senate File Number 105 do pass, and I turn the management of the bill over to the good representative from House District 5.
Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate File 105 essentially just prevents weed and pest districts from competing with bare ground application for pesticides in industrial applications, is all it does. There's a concern that weed and pest districts are subsidized through local taxes, and it doesn't really seem fair that they would be able to compete for contracts when it comes to pesticide application. Originally, this bill covered all applications, but there was some concern from irrigation districts and other governmental entities. And the primary concern of the sponsor of the bill was for oil field applications. So we've limited it to industrial weed application and specifically for bare ground. And the weed and pest districts don't have a problem with this, and there's consensus that this would be an appropriate move. So I would urge your vote aye. I stand for questions.
Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Semlek's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File Number 105 do pass. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Senate File 105 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration, Senate File 82, the reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 82, introduced by Senator Cooper, an act relating to weed and pest districts in bidding. This bill was referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, which recommended it do pass. Ayes, Carson, Edmonds, Gilmore, Moniz, Semlek, Teeters, Wallace, Wanet, Zerdan, excused, Blake, signed, Representative Semlek, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Semlek?
I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File Number 82 do pass, and will turn the management of the bill over to one of the co-sponsors from House District 20.
Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill came about, it was requested from our local weed and pest board. The purpose of the bill is to increase the bid requirement amount from $1,500 to $10,000, as you can see on page 1, line 14 and 15. The LSO did research on this, and the last time it was updated was in 1979, which is 30 years ago. The law is fairly old, and as we all know, inflation has eaten away at their purchasing power to the point where they can hardly buy anything for $1,500 now without going through a lengthy bidding process. There's a need to give the districts a little more latitude in order for them to operate more efficiently. Thank you for the vote, and please vote aye.
Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Semlek's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File Number 82 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Senate File Number 85 has passed the Committee of the Whole.
Excuse me, Senate File 82. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File number 2. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 2, number 2, introduced by the Corporation Committee, an act relating to insurance companies' financial reporting requirements. This bill was referred to Committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, which respectfully recommended that it do pass. Ayes, Brown, Kraft, Dirks, Hales, Illaway, Lubnow, Miller, Stubson, Swanitzer, Dan. Signed, Representing Illaway, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File 2 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. The amendment goes to page 20, line 12. It talks about provisions at that... We get to it. Line 12, it talks about the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002, and we wanted to add, or similar provisions of subsequently enacted similar federal law. I call for the question on the Standing Committee Amendment.
Question having been called, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Standing Committee Amendment number 1 to Senate File number 2 has been adopted. We're back on the bill.
Mr. Chairman, I ask for you to call on the good representative from House District 56 to discuss the bill.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, the bill in front of you is a revision of what is known as the Model Audit Law for the Wyoming Insurance Commissioner, and really what brings this bill to you is the aftermath of the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation on a national level. The NAIC, National Association of Insurance Commissioners, has adopted a sort of model audit law, and states across the country are adopting it. The important reason for us as a body to adopt this is that it ensures the continued accreditation of the insurance commissioner. That becomes important because we've got five domestic insurance companies, and if they meet the requirements of this law, as long as we're certified, then they don't have to seek other audits in other jurisdictions that they operate in. And so through adopting this law and ensuring continued accreditation, we provide our domestic insurers the ability to just have one audit done, which is can be used in their operations across the country. The original model audit law was adopted in 1994. This revision does principally three things. It enhances auditor independence. It enhances corporate responsibility and governance provisions, and it implements additional requirements for internal controls over financial reporting. Now, with respect to auditor independence, under the old law, if you had a CPA that audited your books, they could do so for 7 years, and then they had to basically be off for 2 years before they could come back and start auditing again. This switches that time frame to a five-year period. They can audit for 5 years, then they have to be off the audit for 5 years, and then they can come back, though it can move among different partners in CPA in a given CPA firm. There is an exception for smaller insurance companies, a hardship exception that's included under the law if for some reason the expense would be too great to bring another independent auditor in. The other thing this does is it sets up certain a sort of laundry list of activities that a CPA can't engage in and remain an independent auditor. For example, they can't be an officer or director or do certain management functions for the company and still remain independent. So it provides a lot more definition on what an actual independent auditor is. Under the second prong, the corporate responsibility and governance, it sets up a requirement for audit committees, and depending upon the size of the company, the premium level of the company, you have to have a greater or lesser number of independent members on that audit committee, and the bill defines who you have to be independent, and essentially it means that you can't be paid for doing anything else for the company, but the bigger your premium balance is, the more independent members you have to have on your audit committee. And then finally, there's some additional requirements, and this applies particularly to those insurance companies that have $500 million in premiums per year or greater, and they have to report yearly to the insurance commissioner on what the mechanisms they have in-house to maintain internal controls over their financial reporting, make sure that there's accuracy in their financial reporting. And there is an ability under this law for the commissioner to impose that on smaller insurance companies if he sees some sort of hazard or danger with those insurance companies. And that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of the bill. I'd be glad to go page by page, but rather than do that, I will just take questions that you may have.
Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Illaway's motion that when the committee of the whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate file number 2 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate file number 2 has passed the committee of the whole.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee of the whole rise and report.
Yay! Another card.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion carries.
Will the reading clerk please read the committee of the whole report?
Mr. Speaker, your committee of the whole having had our consideration bills on general file, beg leave to report as follows. Senate file 92, following a failed roll call vote, the bill is deemed indefinitely postponed. Senate file 45, amended, recommended do pass. Senate file 105, recommended do pass. Senate file 82, recommended do pass. Senate file 2, amended, recommended do pass. Signed, representing Roscoe, chairman.
Messages from the Senate. May Representative Roscoe.
I move the adoption of the committee of the whole report.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion is carried. Thank you, Representative Roscoe.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Carson, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think we should give the committee of the whole chairman an extra round. He's the only person brave enough to give a quart of blood and then try to do this on his first try. There was unnecessary handicap, and he did it. So.
Chairman Cohey, could you come up, please? Representative Edmonds, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know we're all excited. We're done for the day. But members of the 60th, if you all could just, if I could get your attention for a second, you had in your box today, this afternoon, buried somewhere in there, a little memo from your courtesy committee about the courtesy fund. And it has the amount that is owed. You all need to be writing checks for the courtesy. If you flip to the second page, it's going to give you a little listing of the food that we have so far enjoyed and other supplies. Paige Patty will be going around and collecting that money, or the members of your courtesy committee are myself, Representative Peterson, Representative Shepperson, Representative Barbuto, and Representative Blake. You can also give us checks. So we will expect your money very shortly.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Peterson, you may have privilege of the
floor. Just a quick point of order. Senator Peterson is not on the committee. Representative Peterson is.
We're at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
House Enrolled Act number 5 being original House Bill number 23, an act relating to game and fish, increasing penalties for taking wildlife, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign enrolled act number 5 being original House Bill number 23. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 6 being original House Bill number 29, an act relating to community facilities program, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 6 being original House Bill number 29. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 7 being original House Bill number 49, an act relating to marriage licenses.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 7 being original House Bill number 49. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 8 being original House Bill 57, an act relating to property, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 8 being original House Bill number 57. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 9 being original House Bill number 59, an act relating to liquor licenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 9 being original House Bill number 59. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 10 being original House Bill 88, an act relating to game and fish regarding pioneer licenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 10 being original House Bill number 88. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 11 being original House Bill 93, an act relating to game and fish, modifying provisions for hunting licenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 11 being original House Bill number 93. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 12 being original House Bill number 110, an act relating to economic development, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 12 being original House Bill number 110. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 13 being original House Bill 19, an act relating to criminal procedure, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 13 being original House Bill number 19. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 14 being original House Bill number 20, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 14 being original House Bill number 20. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 15 being original House Bill number 67, an act relating to taxation of tobacco, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 15 being original House Bill number 67. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 16 being original House Bill number 6, an act relating to game and fish be enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign enrolled act number 16 being original House Bill number 6. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 17 being original House Bill 22, an act relating to the veterans' property tax exemption being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 17 being original House Bill number 22. I've so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 18 being original House Bill number 26, an act relating to circuit court magistrates being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 18 being original House Bill number 26. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 19 being original House Bill number 35, an act relating to elections and election judges being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 19 being original House Bill number 35. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 20 being original House Bill 58, an act relating to carbon sequestration being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 20 being original House Bill number 58. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 21 being original House Bill number 90, an act relating to education programs on the Wind River Indian Reservation being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 21 being original House Bill number 90. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 22 being original House Bill 165, an act relating to civil procedure being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 22 being original House Bill number 165. I have so signed.
House Enrolled Act number 23 being original House Bill number 9, an act relating to subdivisions being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 23 being original House Bill number 9.
Keep going. Go ahead, Bill.
Senate Enrolled Act number 1 being original Senate file number 4, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 1 being original Senate file number 4. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 2 being original Senate File 7, an act relating to the Wyoming Historic Mine Trail and Byway System being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 2 being original Senate File number 7. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 3 being original Senate File number 22, an act relating to the Wyoming Economic Development Act being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 3 being original Senate File number 22. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 4 being original Senate File number 29, an act relating to the Industrial Road Program being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 4 being original Senate File number 29. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 5 being original Senate File number 113, an act relating to the Wyoming Health Insurance Pool being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 5 being original Senate File number 113. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act number 6 being original Senate File 58, an act relating to vehicle title and registration being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 6 being original Senate File number 58. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 7, being original Senate File 11, an act relating to state parks and historic sites, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 7, being original Senate File Number 11. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 8, being original Senate File Number 31, an act relating to agriculture and animals, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 8, being original Senate File Number 31. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 9, being original Senate File Number 36, an act relating to elk and diseases transmission to livestock, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 9, being original Senate File Number 36. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 10, being original Senate File 70, an act relating to crimes and criminal procedure, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 10, being original Senate File Number 70. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 11, being original Senate File 25, an act relating to criminal procedure, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 11, being original Senate File Number 25. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 12, being original Senate File 110, an act relating to real estate licensees, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 12, being original Senate File Number 110. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 13, being original Senate File 5, an act regarding the Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 13, being original Senate File Number 5. I have so signed.
Senate File Number 14, being original Senate File 17, and development of mental health crisis stabilization, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 14, being original Senate File Number 17. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 15, being original Senate File 75, an act relating to economic development, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 15, being original Senate File Number 75. I have so signed.
Senate File Enrolled Act, Senate Enrolled Act Number 16, being original Senate File 132, an act relating to the Board of Embalming, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 16, being original Senate File Number 132. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 17, being original Senate File Number 137, an act relating to public health and safety, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 17, being original Senate File Number 137. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 18, being original Senate File Number 19, an act relating to emergency detention and involuntary hospitalization costs, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 18, being original Senate File Number 19. I have so signed.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 19, being original Senate File Number 46, an act relating to school buildings, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 19, being original Senate File Number 46. I have so signed. Chairman Cohey, if you would please come up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm headed to a meeting, and Chairman Cohey will finish off the day. Thank you. Have a great weekend and travel safely.
Messages from the Senate.
Message number 291, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 125, State Employee Compensation. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills as below by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 29. South excused 1. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 292, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 103, Child Abuse and Neglect Amendments. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bills listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 29, excused 1. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 293. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 8, Certified Public Accountant Revisions. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amend form by the vote that follows. Ayes 29, noes 0, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 294. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 38, Fiscal Year for Government Entities. The House bill listed above passed the Senate on third reading amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 26, noes 3, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 295. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 51, Handicap Motorcycle Plates. Ayes 25, noes 4, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 296, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 60, Sex Offenses by Corrections Personnel. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form by the vote that follows. Ayes 29, noes 0, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 297, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 72, County Jails Release of Information. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form by the vote that follows. Ayes 29, noes 0, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 298, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 74, Water and Sewer District Maps, Ayes 29, No 0, Excused 1, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 299, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 76, Election Code Revisions. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, no 0, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 300, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 78, Improvement and Service Districts. Ayes 29, no 0, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 301, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 79, Mortgages Redemption Period. Ayes 29, no 0, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 302, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 106, Firearm Ownership Domestic Violence Offenses. Ayes 29, no 0, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 303, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 113, Careless Driving. Ayes 27, noes 2, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 304. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 119, Genetic and Metabolic Disease Programs. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 26, noes 3, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 305, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 135, Recreational Safety Act Amendments. Ayes 28, noes 1, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 306. Mr. Speaker, the bills just below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 137, videotape depositions, minors. Ayes 29, no, 0, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 307, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 138, Property Tax Refund Program. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 27, noes 2, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 308. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 150, Peace Officer Definition. Ayes 28, noes 1, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 309. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 155, Higher Education Matching Funds. Ayes 28, noes 1, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 310. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 19, noes 10, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 311, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 182, Low Profit Limited Liability Companies. Ayes 28, noes 1, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 312, Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 221, Property Tax Appeals. Ayes 29, noes 0, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message 313, House Bill 223, Bullying Prevention. The House bill listed above passed on the third reading in amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 23, noes 6, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 314, Mr. Speaker. The President appointed Senate conferees to meet with Alike Committee Number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 53. The Senate conferees are Senator Schiffer, Chairman, Senator Jennings, Senator Martin, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message Number 315, Mr. Speaker. The President appointed conferees to meet with Alike Committee Number 1 on the House on amendments to Senate File 111. The Senate conferees are Senator Larson, Chairman, Senator Massey, Senator Burns, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 316. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with Alike Committee Number 1 from the House on Amendments to Senate File 32. The Senate conferees are Senator Geis, Chairman, Senator Bebout, Senator Vasey, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 317, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a Alike Committee Number 1 from the House on Amendments to Senate File 125. The Senate conferees are Senator Nicholas, Chairman, Senator Peterson, Senator Sessions, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 318. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a Alike Committee Number 1 from the House on Amendments to Senate File Number 103. The Senate conferees are Senator Ross, Chairman, Senator Perkins, Senator DiCaria, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 319, Mr. Speaker, Senate File 8, Feral Livestock. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Ayes 27, noes 2, excused 1, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message number 320. The Senate did concur on House amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 68, Omnibus Water Bill Construction. Ayes 24, noes 0, excused 6. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Chairman Childers. Chairman Elloway.
Thank you, Mr. Former Speaker. Etc., etc. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions.
Representative.
You don't want to do that yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom is referred Senate File 107 engrossed, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Ayes, Begbie, Barbudo, Kennedy, Gingrich, Patton, Peasley, Mercer, Quarlberg, Throne, signed representing Gingrich, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 47 engrossed, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Berger, Hammonds, Harshman, Pedersen, Phelps, Stewart, no, Jorgensen, signed representing Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 49 engrossed, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Berger, Hammonds, Harshman, Jorgensen, Pedersen, Phelps, Stewart, signed representing Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 106 engrossed, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Berger, Hammonds, Harshman, Jorgensen, Pedersen, Phelps, no, Stewart, signed representing Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number four, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 89 engrossed, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Connolly, Kraft, Dirks, Yagi, Lubnow, McKim, McComey, Teeters. Absent, Brechtel, signed representing McComey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number six, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred Senate File 87 engrossed, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bonner, Brown, Childers, Connolly, Davison, Yagi, Millen, Shepperson, Thompson, signed representing Childers, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number nine, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 3, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Brechtel, Byrd, Harvey, Lockhart, Meyer, Moniz, Roscoe, Stubson, Zwanitzer, Dave, signed representing Lockhart, Chairman.
Announcements to joint conference committees. House Conference Committee number one to Senate File 32 will be Chairman Semlick, Representative Jorgensen, Representative Philp. That was Conference Committee to Senate File 32. Representative Semlick, Chair. Representative Jorgensen. Representative Philp. Conference Committee number one to Senate File 53. Representative Anderson, Chair. Representative Goggles. Representative Semlick. That's Conference Committee number one to Senate File 53. Representative Anderson, Chairman. Representative Goggles, and Representative Semlick. Conference Committee Appointment Number 1 to Senate File 103 will be Representative Gingrich, Chair, Representative Kennedy, and Representative Peasley. That is Conference Committee Number 1 to Senate File 103, Representative Gingrich, Chair, Representative Kennedy, and Representative Peasley. House Conference Committee number 1 to Senate File 111 will be Representative Lubnow, Chair, Representative Meyer, and Representative Millen. That is Conference Committee number 1 to Senate File 111 is Representative Lubnow, Chair, Representative Meyer, and Representative Millen. House Conference Committee number 1 to Senate File 125 will be Representative Berger, Chair, Representative Madden, and Representative Illaway. That is Conference Committee number 1 to Senate File 125, Representative Berger, Chair, Representative Madden, Representative Illaway. Conference Committee number 1 to House Bill 1 will be Representative Berger, Chair, Representative Buchanan, Representative Jorgensen, Representative Pedersen, and Representative Philp. That will be Conference Committee number 1 to House Bill 1, Representative Berger, Chair, Representative Buchanan, Representative Jorgensen, Representative Pedersen, and Representative Phil. Committee announcements. Opportunities for re-referral. Representative Childers.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative.
I'd like to re-refer Senate File 87 engrossed to the Appropriations Committee. It has some money in it. And can I make a committee announcement?
Without objection, Senate File 87 is re-referred from Committee Number 5 to Committee Number 2. Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will not be meeting on Monday.
Chairman Elloway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, Political Subdivisions, will meet Monday upon noon recess in House 18. We'll finish Senate File 94, Engrossed Campaign Finance Reporting Election Periods, Senate File 102, County Official Salaries, and the fascinating Senate File 112, Engrossed Archaic Price Regulation Repeal.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet Monday morning at 8 o'clock, H18. And we'll continue work on Senate File 135, Risk Management, and Senate File 99, Career and Technical Training Grants.
Chairman Landon.
Mr. Chairman, Committee Number 10, Labor, will meet this afternoon in 302 to continue our work on Senate File 26, Healthcare Pilot Program. On Monday, we will meet in H17, our regular room, to hear Senate File 20, or no, that's Senate File 24 this afternoon, and continue work on 24, Healthcare Reform Demonstration Project, and hear Senate File 93, Oral Health Initiative, Senate File 66, Medicaid Foot Care, and Senate File 39, Child Health Insurance Program.
Chairman Semlich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Committee Number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, will meet Tuesday, February 24th, 8 a.m. to hear Senate File 34, Beginning Agricultural Producer Finance Authority. Thank you.
Further committee announcements. Chairman in charge of the Key of G, Representative Thompson. Thank you, Representative Thompson. That was outstanding as normal. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. That does clear the desk.
Thank you. I move we adjourn until Monday, February 23rd at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.?
You have heard the motion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no.
No.
We are adjourned, regretfully, until 10 a.m. Monday morning, the 23rd.